How do we solve the patriarch problem when it comes to networking for business owners? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kylie King, director of institutional effectiveness and research faculty at SUNY Plattsburgh, says we must support those who might be blocked from having the social capital needed to move forward.
Informal or social networks describe the relationships between individuals or other entities. Our research explores the role of informal networks in facilitating the development of aspirations and the fulfillment of goals among entrepreneurs and business owners. Both human and social factors, for example, demographics and social connectedness, influence network structure and outcomes. Human capital and social capital are mutually reinforcing. For example, if an individual has high levels of human capital, perhaps indicated by a degree from a prestigious university, they may leverage that capital to enhance the esteem they enjoy within their organization, which is a form of social capital. Organizational esteem, in turn, could influence this person's ability to be selected for future development opportunities, further increasing their human capital. Current findings of our work support the existence of what has been described as the patriarch problem. In social networks, the number of strong ties held by an individual is positively related to that individual's representativeness within their network, and strong ties are of greatest value to individuals who are not in positions of power. The individuals who could benefit most from strong ties, typically in networks of business owners, women, and people of color, are the least likely to have them. To work towards solving the patriarch problem, we propose not only supporting underrepresented business owners with knowledge, funding, and other resources, but supporting the development of knowledge among business funders or other agencies to promote more equitable access to capital and other support.
That was Kylie King of SUNY Plattsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.